Chapter 10. The conception of mind power is as illusory as that of material power. Both belong to and work within the cosmic world. They are governed by various cosmic laws, such as the karmic law, as you sow, so shall you reap, as you think, so you become, like attracts like, law of compensation, the law of action and reaction, law of gravity, the law of relativity, etc. These powers can be acquired and developed, or depleted and lost, according to the concentration and condition of our thoughts and the consequent actions. They are, however, quite limited and fleeting, and are subject to the law of duality in that they can be manipulated and used for both good and evil purposes. Lost in materialism and mental powers, we conveniently forget that there is but one real power, and that power is God power or the divine power. Divine power is the source and fountainhead of all power, and the cosmic powers are derived from and are only a faint reflection of this innate spiritual power. The divine power is infinite. Its sunshine, the word, Shabad or Nam, is also boundless and infinite. It manifests by itself and remains the only original, self-creating, sustaining, effulgent, or shining or radiant, glorious and eternal principle of the universe. The divine power is ever expressing itself as eternal life, light, wisdom, power, abundance, kindness, compassion, love, and above all, a rhythmic flow of grace. God's Spirit is inherent or already existing in all creation. All the elements of the cosmos are created, developed, sustained, integrated and disintegrated by this supreme divine power. These elements work under the cosmic law projecting from the divine will. God is infinite source of grace, power and bliss, and human soul is a natural heir to that heritage. If we have not been able to appropriate in full this divine heritage, it is due to our depraved thinking and egoistic consciousness. Being a ray of infinite light, the prime soul, the journey or flight of the human soul extends to infinity. There are infinite realms through which the soul has to pass on its way to eternity. The infinite divine power is inherent and lies latent in every soul. We have only to tap the fountain of this divine power within our souls to become channels for the projection of infinite spiritual power. When the soul is enlightened by the grace of God and intuitionally ushered into the divine realm, it is filled with all the sublime attributes of divinity, and divine power flows through it smoothly and effortlessly. The enlightened soul inherits and acquires dynamic spiritual power, which overshadows all other worldly and psychic powers with its effulgence and glory. In fact, such illuminated and enlightened souls become ministers of the cosmos, capable of controlling its elements. A mere passing wish of a God-man can activate the elements and work extraterrestrial phenomena or divine miracles. These strike awe and amazement in the minds of the common people. These powers are gifts of God and flow into the minds of God-men from divinity. But when we are tempted to use these sublime powers for selfish materialistic ends, to feed and boost our ego, to exhibit spiritual achievements, to entertain the curiosity of people, to attract and allure large number of admirers and followers, to exalt our religious or spiritual personality, or to advertise our name, fame, and holiness, we are degrading, disgracing, and misusing the divine gift of these powers. By taking material and religious advantages of psychic powers, we are misusing these powers, denigrating their sublimity, digressing the divine law, interfering with the smooth natural flow of divine life current, acting out of tune with divine harmony, sinning against the divine will, and unconsciously spending and losing the acquired power. When we are blessed and bestowed with the divine gift of spiritual power, we become mirrors for the reflection of divinity. We become channels for projection and manifestation of divine power. We become agencies for dispensation of sublime attributes of kindness, compassion, energy, joy, bliss, and love. And we become media for the expression and working of the divine will. This is the culmination and ultimate fulfillment of the purpose of our lives in the eternal divine drama of the cosmos. And this conscious realization of the grace of the Lord fills our souls with His blessings of sublime wisdom, joy, bliss, and love. The worldly powers of mind and materialism only boost and inflate our egoistic consciousness and are liable to be misappropriated and exploited for baneful, selfish purposes. They also deviate us from the real goal of spiritual life of Godhead. The salvation of the world, therefore, lies only in the realization of spiritual power. This power we shall not manipulate for our personal glorification and ulterior purposes, but rather we consciously allow this power to use us for the divine power. This power we shall not manipulate for our personal glorification and ulterior purposes, but rather we consciously allow this power to use us for the divine purposes. The real power is in this conscious union with God. In His grace, there is but one power, without an opposite, and only the divine law, hukam, operates. This divine consciousness can be experienced in a moment of silence, by the grace of the Lord, and the only way that leads us to that point is the contemplation on and practice of divine nam, or the meditation on the divine word. That is Simran, with intense faith and love. The divine consciousness can be experienced in a moment of silence by the grace of the Lord, and the only way that leads us to that point is the contemplation on and practice of divine nam, or the meditation of the divine word. That is Simran, with intense faith and love. This is made easy in the company of enlightened, illuminated, and blessed souls, Sadh Sangat. Because God's grace incessantly flows to such spiritual personalities and in turn flows out from them to bless the seekers.